Sometimes we love our pets so much that we want them to be truly part of the family, and one way some people do that is to celebrate a pet's birthday. But it's not enough to know how many years they've been alive. We also want to know how long that feels in human years. Probably heard someone talk about 1 year for a dog or cat is like 7 human years, but where does that come from and how accurate is it? Dr. Jesse Grady is a small animal veterinarian and clinical instructor of veterinary medicine at Mississippi State University. Dr. Grady, thanks for joining us.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, do you hear this a lot of times from your human clients? How old is my pet in, you know, human versus dog years?
Sure. It's a very common question, and it's a good one to have. You know, we often do this to our pets for multiple reasons. Like you said, we celebrate my cat's birthday every year with a can of food and a lit candle in it, but also we want to know how old they are so we can kind of compare them to ourselves. You know, how much more time do I potentially have with this pet that I love, you know, almost as much and sometimes more than certain people?
And a lot of people have that years times seven. So a 5-year-old dog is equal to a 35-year-old human. You've written about this. That's not quite right, is it?
No, but like most myths in society, it has a little nugget of truth to it. So probably where this started out is that for an average or medium-sized dog, so a 20 to 50-pound dog, once they reach the adulthood stage, so basically once they reach the stage that they are sexually and bone mature, no longer growing, they actually probably fit that little niche of 7 years to one dog year. Problem is that we now have multiple different types of breeds of dog, ranging from little bitty Chihuahuas to Great Danes and Irish Wolfhounds. And the time that it takes them to reach that adult stage can vary a little bit, too. So that's probably how this started, was that your average-sized dog as an adult is almost fitting that 7-year rule. But we've got lots of different dogs now, so we choose a different way to gauge this measurement nowadays.
And for a lot of people, this is just a matter of curiosity. But for you as a veterinarian, you write that it is useful to maybe not have that exact number, but know what years correspond to different stages of a dog or a cat's life. So how does that work in practice?
Yeah, so, you know, many people want to know the year type thing, and we can come up with a number if it's necessary, you know, especially if it's, you know, something that people want to really know. But what we really want to know as a veterinarian is what life stage an animal is in, both a dog and a cat, so that for each of those life stages, we can then recommend health care that is best for the stage that they're in. These stages were formulated and agreed upon by large groups of veterinarians and published, and it's updated periodically through a group called the American Animal Hospital Association. For dogs and cats, we actually have 6 life stages, and we do different things for the animals to prevent disease during these life stages. The easiest comparison would be that a, you know, human toddler doesn't need a colonoscopy, but at a certain age, that toddler, once they're an adult, possibly over 55 or so, is going to need, or their doctor is going to recommend that they have a colonoscopy. So we do similar things in animals as well, so that we can say that your kitten needs this, but your senior cat needs these different things at this time.
And you mentioned different sizes of dogs, in a sense, aging at different rates. Do you take that into effect, the size, say, of a dog when you're figuring out which stage of life it's in?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of the size of the dog as well as its breed. So we group the dogs in kind of size categories of small dog, medium dog, large dog, and giant breed dog. All these animals are, for the first 2 stages of life, puppy and junior, are going to age at relatively the same rate, with the larger breed and the giant breed dogs lagging a little bit behind. And then once we reach adulthood, the large and giant breed dogs are going to age a little bit faster than the small and medium dogs. With dogs and cats, though, and same in humans, these are for a average healthy animal of that size range. There are lots of variables that can influence, you know, your life expectancy, just like a person, including obesity, nutrition, and general preventive health care.
We'll leave it there for now. Dr. Grady, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
Dr. Jesse Grady is a small animal veterinarian and clinical instructor of veterinary medicine at Mississippi State University. He wrote a piece for The Conversation called How Old Is My Pet in Dog Years or Cat Years? A Veterinarian Explains. We've gotten one cat picture, by the way, on International Cat Day. You can keep emailing them to ideas@wpr.org.